of Value-Added Products for Certified Angus Beef, LLC in Worcester, Ohio. His responsibilities at CAB include product development of underutilized cuts, licensing further processed meat manufacturers, and managing division operations and personnel. His leadership has made value-added product sales a major area of focus and growth for CAB. Before joining CAB, Erickson worked for the National Cattlemen's Beef Association for 7 years. Please welcome Brett Erickson as he discusses the Angus brand in a value-added marketplace.
Well, good morning, everyone. Pleasure to be here this morning. As a young boy growing up on an Angus ranch in Fort Lupton, Colorado, never thought I'd find the day where I'd be actually speaking to a group of producers that gave me the foundation of my boyhood. It's a pleasure to be here to represent the Certified Angus Beef brand, to talk a little bit about value-added products and the role that the Angus breed, plays in the value-added marketplace. It's interesting, when Susan first asked me to speak today, we talked about the Angus brand. The Angus brand, now does that make sense given the changes in the marketplace today? I'd argue to say that we've seen tremendous change in this industry in the last 10 years, specifically in the last 5 years regarding brands of beef. And the Angus brand has been predominantly the Certified Angus Beef brand. So we need to define the brand as what it means to the consumer. A great brand is one that translates a clear message about the product and the benefits that the consumer receives from it. Over 20 years ago, the Certified Angus Beef brand was the only Angus brand in the marketplace. Became the benchmark of superior quality and consistency. The benefits of the Angus breed was clear to the consumer. Come here. Oh, sorry. Today, there are approximately 34 other USDA-certified Angus-branded programs in the marketplace. They range from having a single visual requirement for Angus-type cattle to the CAB brand, which has 8 science-based quality standards. As you'll notice, many of you probably have not seen the new logo. This is the new logo for the Certified Angus Beef brand. We had noticed with our consumers that the old brand, the old logo, where Certified was up at the top above the steer and Angus Beef was below it, connotated quality, not a brand. That Certified meant that it was certified to be Angus beef, and that Certified Angus beef was not a brand. It was a quality mark. We've changed that, just as Kleenex or Clorox or many of the generic branded products in the marketplace identified the category, but they didn't identify the brand. Angus-type cattle not meeting Certified Angus Beef standards are falling into what we call the Me Too categories. The point of differentiation is clear. It's not Angus. It's not Black Angus. It's the Certified Angus Beef brand products that represent the brand, represent the quality and consistency that consumers come to expect when they buy Angus products. At what point does Angus lose its value because the brand message has become unclear? I would challenge all producers to work with American Angus Association and Certified Angus Beef Supply Development Team to continue to look for ways to identify those cattle that meet the Certified Angus Beef brand requirements. As we increase the demand for Certified Angus Beef brand products, the demand for those type cattle to meet the needs of consumers' demand will increase. We can only do that by having the supply available to us to grow the brand needs. One of the greatest challenges for the beef industry, and specifically Certified Angus Beef, is maximizing the total pounds sold per carcass specified to meet our brand requirements. Today, approximately 76% of edible meat comes from the chuck, the round, and brisket. In 1997, a cattle industry report showing over a five-year period that the loin and the rib had increased from 4 to 12%. Meanwhile, the chuck and the round had decreased approximately 20%. The ability to sell more end meats is dependent on identifying consumer trends. Most of CAB's value-added products have come from food service distributors and retailers who've identified consumer demand for high-quality, consistent products that consumers could trust. Value-added techniques such as seasoning, marinating, massaging, slow cooking can take larger, more difficult muscles like the chuck and the round. When prepared correctly, now can become more tender and flavorful, and thus more valuable to the consumer. Let's face it, folks. Unfortunately, most of America today, grandma's Sunday dinner is gone. In the 1950s and 60s, when beef was king, most, if not all, meals were prepared by the female of the household. She took great pride in providing the nutritional food for the family. This was part of her job. It was her career. Her knowledge of cooking had been passed from generation to generation. During the last 50 years, women in the workplace has increased to over 60% of today's total population. However, the majority of women today are still responsible for the planning, shopping, preparing, and cleaning up of the meal. That's it, us men, we've got it pretty good. Between holding down a job and taking care of a family, more and more dinner meals are prepared on the day of the meal. 68% to be exact. When deciding what's for dinner, consumers ask, is it simple to make? Is it convenient? Is it easy to serve? Is it clean up fast? Basically, is it easy to choose and easy to use? The poultry industry, for example, has responded to the consumer trend of convenience food by developing value-added products such as seasoned chicken nuggets, chicken breast patties, and chicken strips. The demand for these products and the use of breast meat has become so popular that no longer is the product the price-driven point in the marketplace. Companies compete based on customer service and brand value to the end user. Chicken has totally integrated the convenient meal solutions marketplace. Whether it's fresh, hot or cold deli, refrigerated or frozen categories, chicken is clearly taking advantage of the opportunities to meet consumers' needs and build demand for their product. More and more commodity products are delivering branded convenience, quality and consistency for today's on-the-go consumer. In turn, these convenient meal solutions are used more each week, up to 40% for pre-cut, ready-to-cook vegetables, and up to 1 to 3 times per month, 75% for the same category. Throughout the late 1980s and 1990s, the beef industry, through its state and national beef organizations, has worked hard to improve the demand for beef. Throughout its Beef It's What's for Dinner campaign, they have focused their efforts on convenient meal solution products for the time-starved consumer. I'd like to show you one of those ads that's running here recently to give you an idea of how they're reaching consumers for the convenient meal solutions concept. Back up and hit that. Should just start. Unfortunately, you didn't get to see the ad on the screen, but you got a chance to hear the commercial itself. Quite entertaining, you might say, comparative to what I think many of us like to think of what the old Sunday meal used to be like and what today's women consumers want from the products that they buy as far as convenient meal solutions. Because of the growing demand for these types of products, we are seeing a variety of products entering the marketplace with varying differences in quality, which has increased the competition for the consumer's dollars. New brands entering the beef industry are new to the marketplace, some with old brand names, some with new brand names. For example, Hormel and Stouffer's have been around for years. Thomas E. Wilson, manufactured by IBP or Tyson Foods now, is a new branded product entering the category. Beef Heat and Serve meals in dollars have reached $116 million in the last year, week ending October of last year, which is about 61.3% growth. Twice as much as poultry, turkey, and pork. New beef, heat, and serve items have had less of a responsibility in growing the total demand for convenient meal beef entrees. 9% of the total growth in 2001 compared to 38% growth in 2000. Today, the Certified Angus Beef brand is represented by 19 different processors across 35 different products, ranging from roast beef, corned beef, pastrami, to country fried steaks, to fresh frozen ground beef patties. Our commitment is to produce the highest quality value-added products, typical or above the industry standards. How do we do that? We start with the highest quality raw material in Certified Angus Beef brand product. We minimally process that product using no soy, no fillers, no unnecessary chemical additives. We carefully evaluate the finished product to ensure that it meets the quality and consistency to represent the Certified Angus Beef brand. Your expectation of Certified Angus Beef value-added products should be no less than what it is for Certified Angus Beef brand fresh products, that it exceeds your expectations for quality, consistency, and taste. The quality of our value-added products was exemplified in this past February's 2002 Winter Olympic Games, where we were the official branded beef supplier of the Winter Olympics. Several value-added products were represented there at the Games. The Certified Angus Beef brand Frankfurter, chili, and the barbecue beef were all in the venues for consumers to enjoy. We also had the pot roast and deli meats that were supplied to the media, as well as the athletes and the volunteers. As you probably have heard by now, the Frankfurters were so successful that they sold out in 3 days what they anticipated would take 18 days in the total games to utilize. Consumers truly recognized the quality of the product they were consuming. Also, we have received numerous awards for our quality of products. Most notably, in the Best New Beef Products Awards contest offered by the beef industry, with RMH Foods winning the top prize of the Best New Beef Product in America in 2000, with the CAB Top Sirloin and Bourbon Sauce. CAB's growth in value-added products has increased steadily over the last 5 years, with 2002 projected to be 11.3 million pounds, up approximately 20% from a year ago. Currently, retailers make up 63% of CAB's total value-added product sales, 34% for food service, and 3% approximately in international coming from Canada. As you break that down by category, 47% of value-added product sales come from the deli, which would be your roast beef, corned beef, pastrami, and bologna, 26% from your heat and serve section, which would be your pot roast, your meatloaf, your barbecue beef, your top sirloin, your prime rib, heat and serve refrigerated products. 10% comes from consumer beef, fresh frozen ground beef patties, like the Certified Angus Beef Bubba Burger that many of you have heard and won an award from the Best New Beef Product. 8% from beef sausage, which would be the Frankfurter or the Adele's Gourmet Sausage, Summer Sausage, Pulis Sausage, and Dewey Sausage. Fresh corned beef makes up 8% of the category. And then lastly, fresh frozen products, which is a new category that we're getting into, which represents about 1%, which would be your Philly steaks, your breaded products like country fried steak, all representing the Certified Angus Beef brand. Our volume goals for VAP division is to be 10% of the certified Angus beef brand's total pounds sold by 2005. That would equate to last year's sales of 537 million total pounds sold within the program to be approximately 60 million pounds by 2005. Given the partnerships and the relationships that we've started to develop, we feel that that's very attainable. What's it going to take to get there? Nationwide distribution is probably the number one challenge that Certified Angus Beef brand has with most processor manufacturers that we work with today. They're mostly regionalized and lack the distribution or the marketing potential to reach the Certified Angus Beef brand across this country. So we must work with national manufacturers and processors who give us that ability. Also, we must start to work with co-branding the Certified Angus Beef brand with established brand names in the marketplace. Those brand names that are already recognized by the consumers as quality products that have established trust by the consumer. And lastly, we must educate consumers about the differences of Certified Angus Beef brand products compared to the other products that are out there. Give them a reason to purchase Certified Angus Beef brand products over other products in the marketplace. The co-branding idea takes the philosophy of the Intel Inside approach. Or if you want to look at it from the BASF commercials, we don't make the product, we make the product better. Certified Angus Beef brand will start to see on packages that typically you would see being the brand as we are today, we now will be the brand inside. For example, you'd say if you wanted to go into specific categories like Campbell's soup, would be the beef in the Campbell's soup. Tombstone pizzas would be the beef topping on the Tombstone pizza. Those are the ideas and the direction that we'd like to go in where Certified Angus Beef brand can have a presence in all categories across the retail store. Areas for opportunity, quite honestly, are limitless. The categories that we have focused on this last year specifically have been the frozen convenient foods. That category is growing at a phenomenal rate of 30% per year. It's taking the place of different frozen products in the frozen section with frozen meal entrees. How does the industry benefit? Obviously, cost-effective alternatives to fresh beef products for consumers to choose. It meets the demands for consumers for the convenient meal solutions category. And lastly, repeat business and increased demand for all Certified Angus Beef brand products across the store. Categories that consumers have walked away from because they felt the quality lacked what they had anticipated or expected from that category. Now if they find that they've enjoyed Certified Angus Beef products in the fresh category, maybe we can lead them back to the deli. Maybe we can lead them back to the frozen entree section or the refrigerated meat section, because consumers can trust that when they find the Certified Angus Beef brand logo on the package, that it's going to be a quality eating experience. And in turn, helps drive sales to other categories that they currently have not shopped in or walked away from. Producer benefits. Building the Certified Angus Beef brand is an extensive process. The bottom line is that for the Certified Angus Beef brand to work, it has to make a meaningful promise to the consumer and support that promise through every product that carries the brand mark. When it does, the result for Angus producers is increased demand for Angus cattle, higher profits, and new market opportunities. The move toward branded products is pushing the industry towards a two-tiered marketing system. Branded beef programs and alliances and commodity branded beef programs. Some purebred Angus producers will generate Angus calves to consistently meet specific targets for a branded program. And they will be paid premiums based on the ability to meet those targets. Those producers who choose the commodity beef alternative will continue to produce, but will continue to forfeit their opportunities for profit to segments further down the production chain. I've been quoted as saying 100% of the fresh meat case will be branded by 2005. Within that, the meat department for value-added products like heat-and-serve entrees, marinated and further processed certified Angus beef products will be there to meet consumers' convenient and high-quality beef experience needs. We're proud to represent the Angus breed and intend to grow the brand in every way possible to make it more profitable and productive for Angus producers to provide the genetics and the product to meet today's consumers' demand. Thank you.